Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is John.
Recently, I've had a number of people ask me how I came up with the name The Bipolar Battle. When I first started getting into creating my website, my blog, and doing all my advocacy on Twitter and Instagram and all the other major platforms, before I did any of that, I had to come up with a name, and I wanted it to be something that those of us with bipolar disorder could understand and empathize with, and looking in from the outside could sympathize with us. And I went through a number of different ideas and names and titles and all that, but I kept coming back to the battle. And battle is at the heart of it. Because not only do we live with bipolar disorder, but we have to battle it on a daily basis. It's always there. It's a constant battle. We're fighting basically to keep our stability. And if we don't have our stability, then we're working to achieve it. So, with the bipolar battle, I see our daily life, our experiences, our journey, that is directly impacted by our bipolar disorder. And in order to fight this disorder, we have to have weapons. And they're obviously, this is a metaphor, the battle, the bipolar battle. And weapons, I want you to look at the weapons, that metaphor, as in the strategies that you use on a daily basis to manage your own bipolar disorder. So what I'm saying is taking your meds, getting good sleep, and that includes your routine of sleep, maintaining that consistency every night, eating healthy meals, not overeating or undereating, eat consistently throughout the day, and make sure that they're good, healthy food choices too. Also, lots of water. Lots of water. Most of the meds I'm on, my body needs extra water anyways, and it helps your body to flush it all out, and the toxins and all the other stuff. And I also lift weights every day. So these are weapons that I see against the battle of bipolar disorder. And the same metaphor goes with the same metaphor of bipolar disorder and living with it is similar to a competition or a sport. For me, lifting weights, I lift weights day in and day out to prepare myself, to train, to get stronger, to get healthier, to improve my body and my mind as well. And I lean more towards the bipolar battle every time because I think it's the best metaphor that shows those of us living with bipolar disorder can empathize with.
Oh, If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.